Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Now, I'm going to read you out this email, and I think this email, if you have children with special needs, you're going to find it maybe somewhat offensive to some degree, but I'll come at the end of it. Let me clarify exactly what I want to talk about and why I wanted to talk about this email. Hi, Niall. Please don't read out my name. I have something I'd like to discuss on your show, please. It's of a sensitive nature, and I know people will hate me for what I have to say. My wife and I have two sons, 12 and 14. The 12-year-old is about to join his brother in secondary school. It's a grand school. It's very safe and close to where we want to be, and we're very lucky. The problem is, there seems to be a lot of students with disabilities and extra needs in the school. I don't know if this is in every school or just this one, but in my oldest son's class, there are about 8 kids with special needs or who don't speak English very well. The kids stay in the class most of the time, as far as I can tell, and some of them have helpers. Well, they're called SNAs, by the way, the helpers. Anyway, to be honest, now, it has affected my son's learning. He's very bright, and he says he is bored in some of the classes because the teacher is helping the other weaker children. He wants to do medicine in Dublin and is about to go into his junior cert year. I am mad because I don't think he's getting the best education he could get. And I don't think it's right for the teacher who has to go slow down the whole class for a small number of children. My wife agrees, but she won't say anything. She says we can get him grinds or extra tuition when it comes to the leaving cert. But Niall, that is more money out of my pocket. I remember when I was younger and some children with special needs had their own classes, and that seemed to work fine for them. It is ridiculous to lump them all into one class. Well, I do remember those days. What do you think? I want the best for my son, and I can see his education being negatively affected by children with special needs. Medicine is a very competitive, and life is hard when you get to the real world. I don't agree with pandering to every child so that they all slow down. I guarantee you that this isn't happening in private schools in Dublin. Anon. So I suppose the question he's asking is, should children with special needs be educated separately? That's what he's kind of saying. And that seems quite shocking, doesn't it, that somebody would say that, you know, in the year 2023. What he refers to, there was a time in Ireland where the slow kids, as they used to call them, and that was the reference or the words they used that he used in his emails, in other words, children with needs and special needs, were all put into one class. Those who will remember back when I went to school, back in the 1970s, it was called the remedial class. And, you know, I remember in our particular school, there was 4 classes in my year. I think there was 4. And room 4 was the remedial class. And that was for the kids who were, you know, a little bit slower to learn. And they got, you know, I suppose they slowed down the curriculum for them somewhat. And then there was the number 1 class, the A class, for the SWATs, as we used to call them. And kids were broken down into that. But then what happened in the 1980s? There was a new way of educating children. The new way of educating children was that you mix them up. And that helped those children who were a little bit slower to learn or learn differently. And it also helped those children as well who were a little bit faster to learn to understand others. So it may have slowed them down. Maybe he's right in saying that. It could have slowed down their education. But at least it made it equal for everybody to learn at the same rate, if possible. And those kids who may have been a little bit slower to learn came on in leaps and bounds. They weren't just ignored and left in the background in some class, you know, as people used to refer to the remedial class. But he believes that's the way we should go back to. You know, now, there are schools in Ireland still that have what they call reading units. In other words, for children with special needs, they do have a special class that they would go to for a certain period of time during the day. It's a reading unit where they would have SNAs and they would have help. And so they're not always in the main class and mainstream. And there is no doubt that the one part I will agree with this particular person is that sometimes if your child has mild to moderate learning difficulties, they may thrive better in mainstream school rather than a class, say, for example, for people with special needs, because it challenges them more and it helps them to get through life a little bit quicker. So there is an argument for that. But his argument is that we should separate them because it's unfair to children who don't have special needs. Now, that's what I want to debate. Was it, were we wrong to do it then? Certainly the language we used in those days was wrong. But is he right? Is it holding back kids that don't have special needs? And is that fair? The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you have a child with special needs. Maybe you have a child who doesn't have special needs and you agree with him. The other point he makes as well is, by the way, that a number of children in the class don't speak English, but I don't know how that's going to hold his child up. The number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Is he right in saying that, you know, children with special needs in the class are holding up other children? Let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, Niall. Yeah, and yourself?
Good. Patrick, I mean, is he right?
No, I think he's a bit of a dinosaur, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that was kind of old way of thinking, isn't it? You know, you kind of put kids who were slow into one class. It was the old way we did it.
Yeah, and then, say, when they finish their education or whatever, and they go to whatever they go to after secondary school, if that, and have that on their CV, would that be looked upon because employers see this thing and he's not normal, stands out, like, and then they mightn't get jobs or anything, like.
Yeah, and what I used to find was that in those classes, as they call them back in the 1970s, the remedial class, those kids left school younger because they didn't see an education for themselves, because the teachers didn't really care too much about them, I don't think, because they were considered the slow kids at the school. And it was so wrong and so unfair to do that to kids, you know, and instead of encouraging them and helping them. And the idea then that we mix them with kids who are cleverer, maybe, or faster learners, was a much better idea.
Yeah, let them fulfill their potential that they have themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you hold them back then by putting them all in and putting a label on them.
What about his point that his kid, lucky for him, is a very clever kid, and he believes that the class has been slowed down by children with special needs and children who don't speak English in the class?
Yeah, well, that's just looking at it from his kind of a selfish point of view, because his kid is very clever. He won't really be slowed down, you know. So
you believe it's a selfish
clever
attitude.
Kid will be able. Well, it is, because a clever kid will be able to go at any pace, like a slow down or fast pace, either way he can take it. Like,
yeah, why doesn't this clever kid do a bit of reading when he gets home, if that's how clever he is? Do you know what I mean?
It seems like the minority wants to be accommodated for the majority.
Mm. No, I get you.
You know,
you're right. It's kind of backwards thinking, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
It's a bit like saying, you know this guy that's this super brain like an Einstein, whatever, and he's the only one in the whole school. And it's a bit like saying, well, the whole school should accommodate him, kind of, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to John as well. John, how are you doing?
Yeah, hey, Niall. Hey, Radio Land. Before you go any further, Niall, I have to say you were speaking about the hate bill legislation that's going to be put through the Oireachtas and all the rest of it. That is anti-constitutional. So this government cannot pass it, whether they like it or not.
Well, they will
or
pass.
Neither can the Iraqis.
It's already, John, it's already been passed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's against the constitution of this country. So how
the first person who gets prosecuted will have to test this in the High Court. That's the only way out of it.
That to me does it. I mean, if we have a constitution there saying that you have a right to free expression, free speech and all the rest of it, then there's no way any legislation can supersede that.
That's up to the High Court to decide. The Minister of Justice seems to be ignoring that fact.
Oh, I couldn't care about the Minister of Justice or this Leo or Martin or the rest. Quite frankly, the Irish people need to stand up now and put them out of government straight away.
There's an election coming up soon. You can vote with your feet.
No, they need fresh elections.
But by the way, can I mention, when it comes to this piece of legislation, the election is kind of pointless because all government parties, the Green Party, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, all voted in favour of this legislation.
Yeah, but the point is the people didn't. The Irish people didn't vote for it. So this idea that it was just politicians voted for it, the Irish people today did not vote for this. So as far as I'm concerned, that legislation has no funding has no relative.
Okay, I can see your frustration, but I tell you, John, we'll dip into it again. Hang on, John, we'll dip into it again another night.
In law today.
Okay.
You know, it's not relative in law today. Quite frankly, it's just been pushed by Leo and his gang.
Okay.
So as far
as
I'm concerned, Niall, it has no relative.
Well, whether you like it or not, it has been passed, and it'll go. Today. John, it has been passed. It'll go to the president in September to be signed. We'll fight about that.
The president needs to say no. He needs to stand up and say no.
Okay, John.
He needs to stand up and say no.
That's great. We've covered it loads of times, and I will cover it again, I promise you. All right, but getting back to what we're talking about, you know, the person in the emails...
No, it just spoils me blood, Niall. It just spoils me blood.
That's okay.
That they're pushing this...
I get it.
People are not standing up today and they're not putting this government out because they're just destroying the constitution, or trying to destroy the constitution of this country.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned today, Niall, this piece of legislation, hate speech, has no way, has no place in Irish society today.
Okay, you've made that point. You've made that point about five times, John, and I'm not going to disagree with you. All I'm saying is,
I will.
Well, I just spent a half an hour talking to Senator Crogwell about it, and we spent last week talking about it the week before as well. Okay. Anyway.
Well, that's why I wanted to raise it there with you, actually, now, because it is too important not to be talking about today.
Yeah, we get it. I absolutely agree with you. I do agree with you. And you know, RTE is kind of
over. I'm going forward as well.
Okay.
I'm going forward.
We will talk about it again, John, and I promise you, you will be allowed to come on to talk about it there when we do.
Oh, no, you want to talk about this case that you've...
Yeah.
Okay, my point is, and I am a dinosaur before you start, whoever that guy was, that person has every right to have his child educated and not been held back in school or whatever he's been held back in today. The fact of the matter is, it's his kid, and this idea of inclusivity... I don't buy any of that rubbish either.
When you talk about inclusivity, inclusivity means everybody. That means children with special needs.
Yeah,
so what do you do?
So what
do you do if children have special needs? Just put them off into a special class and just ignore them there? Just leave them there? They'd be grand.
No,
you're saying?
What happens is, with that email today, that guy has every... Look, Niall, if I had children today and I was in that similar situation, I know I keep saying the same thing, if I had children today and I was in exactly the same situation that man is,
no,
I would be putting my child first, nobody else's, period.
There you go, Patrick. He put his child first. Exactly what you said, Patrick.
Put me on quick.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, well,
put you on.
That's neither here nor there, Ned.
I will, Eileen, in a second.
I mean, that's just like being selfish and not thinking about the rest of the other children.
No, it's his kid. He doesn't have to think of anybody else. It's his kid. Why should he have to think of everybody else's kid in the classroom? It's his kid. It's his kid's education going forward, not everybody else's. We need to get away from this inclusivity bullshit.
It's not inclusivity bullshit. It's having respect for people who may not be as quick at learning as his kid. Well, hang on. Eileen wants to talk to you. Hang on, John. Eileen wants to talk to you. Wait, John. Eileen, how are you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
How are you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good.
John, come here. I'll agree with you with the hate speech thing, but I'll disagree with you what you're saying just there. I have a special needs child, and she's in mainstream school. And I wasn't putting her into a special school because the way it is, she's had to be brought on leaps and bounds by all the pupils. And she didn't hold anybody back. She has a special need, or she has an SNA teacher at all the time. So you're talking about that man looking after his. Fair enough, he can look after his child. I'm looking after my child. I'll look after my child. So, that's one thing. And I'll tell you something now. I think it's a disgrace the way people are backwards now. Because that's what you are being. You're being backwards. People need to be brought forward now. No, John, let me talk for me. You're having a little say there.
No, let me talk now.
No. Well, come here. I'm going to sing a song if you keep on. La, 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 la. Now are you ready for me, John?
John, hang on. Let her finish what she has to say and then I'll let you respond to it, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to have to listen to her singing again. Yankee Doodle went to town.
John, hang on.
I'm going to lower you down for a second, John. Just for a second. Let her finish what she has to say. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, my child has epilepsy. Is he still talking?
No, he's finished. Go on.
Right, well, here, I'll tell you. My child has epilepsy and she's a class of special needs as well. But she is out there coming on. She's going into fifth year now. And the whole way through, she's just brought on leaps and bounds. She's exempt from Irish. She doesn't have to do Irish. She doesn't have to do a few other subjects. But she'll still go in and she'll still participate.
Yeah.
I would
agree with you, by the way, from my own experience with my own children, that sometimes putting them into a special school or a reading unit can hamper them because they're not getting challenged as much. So I do agree with you that it can be better if it's possible to keep them in mainstream. Yes, the mainstream school will boost them.
Other kids will boost them and they will help them out and all that.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's absolutely... Even the girl across the way, her grandchild is going, he's after being accepted into a mainstream school too.
Yeah.
And she was a bit nervous about, like, you know, him going in. I said,
I'll tell you,
the best thing he'll ever do, because he will be brought on leaps and bounds. The kids will love him. There's loads of kids in that school now. In my school, the one that I'm in, I'm not going to mention the name of it, but... I couldn't get a better school for her. She was, it's,
See, there you go, John. It's done wonders for her child because she's in mainstream school now and she's being challenged and being assisted by other kids who might be a little bit quicker at learning. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Here is the point, Niall, of the email, and Eileen. There's a man there saying that he feels, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he feels that his child has been held back, and he would prefer his child not to be held back. That is his God-given right.
Well, that's good. Do you know what he should do? Well, what he should do then is put his child into a different school.
Into
if he
private school
his child
somewhere, yeah.
is lacking. If his child is so special and so educated that he should move his child.
See, John, the class, there's 23 students in the class, whatever, it was 42 in my day. 23 students in a class, roughly, right? The teacher has to decide the best speed to move at to accommodate most of the children. Now, you're never going to accommodate everybody. So the kids who are a little bit slower to learn, unfortunately, may fall behind and need extra help. The kids who are really clever, they may get a little bit bored. So, but she has to go at the average speed. You can't be accommodating, you know, Johnny Emailer here and his son just because his son happens to be very clever. You can't do that because you leave everybody else behind.
Well, here's another point. That man could be looking forward in terms of his kids' education going forward.
Well, then put him in a private school if you're that concerned about him.
He wants the best. Well, maybe he doesn't have the money to put him into a private school, which costs a living today. Maybe he doesn't have it.
Well, John, come here and I tell you, I was super brains years ago when I went to school. I was really clever with maths. Really clever. I was way ahead of all the other kids. They'd be only starting a thing, I'd be finished. But, like, I wasn't put any way forward. I just dealt with it. I helped our kids out myself. But that's the way it is in life.
But the point
everyone
is, maybe that man is looking. He's looking at his own.
I can understand what you're saying.
I want my daughter to do the best they can do and be the best. 100%. When they're 18 or 19 years
old. What parent doesn't want that child to be the best they can? What parent doesn't want that child to get the best?
The man was making.
You're talking. Bull, if you ask me, because you know what parent does. No, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Mm-hmm. So every parent wants their child to do well, whether or not they have special needs or whether or not they are super brainy. Every parent does. So you see, if that man has his child who is really clever and wants his child to do great, which everybody does. He feels that a child has been held back because... I can understand that. But hang on a minute. Yeah, I can understand that completely. But everybody's entitled...
And you took it the opposite way. That
I didn't take it. Come here. I didn't take it the opposite way. I'm saying to you, John, this is what I'm saying to you, that my child has special needs. She's in a mainstream school. She's not... She has an SNA with her all the time. Why should she be put into a special school because maybe there's one or two other children in the school?
Well, hang on a second, because I need to go to Michelle. Before I go to Michelle, there's a text in there that says, no, I think you're being very hard on that person that wrote in. If you saw your child suffering a disadvantage, you would care too. And medicine is extremely hard to get into. Doctors save lives. That child could be supported to achieve his dreams, says Sarah. Well, I would like to think that the school will do that anyway, Sarah, and the child will get enough points to achieve his dream. And if the father's that concerned, well, I suppose you could get grinds. I know they cost money. Hang on. Let me go to Michelle first. Michelle, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Task. It's ready. Wait, John.
Are you just going to keep moving?
Hang on. Wait till I go to Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. Go ahead.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, Michelle. What do you think?
Okay, well, I think firstly, school is a lot more about just, academically educating kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about educating them as in how to relate to people.
Life
how
skills.
To work as a group.
Yeah.
Life skills. Yes, exactly. And I mean, what life skills is that child going to learn if this is the vibe that he's going to be picking up from his parent at home? You know, it's not really a nice attitude to take on a human stance. You know, I mean, this boy could help out people in the class. This boy could also, if his dad so chooses, or his mum, or whatever it be, can also give them extra help at home themselves. You know, they can give them extra work at home. They can work with them in their spare time. You know, there's nothing stopping them from doing that.
Yeah, he's not a baby. I mean, he's clearly fit. Well, he's doing his junior next year, so he's 14 or 15. The parents should sit him down and say, well, listen, if you're way ahead and you know what's going on and you don't need to learn that, maybe help little Johnny across the way. Sit over and sit beside him and ask him, does he need any help? You know what I mean? What harm is that, John? Because the teacher, hang on, John, with the greatest respect, teachers are not stupid either. They will achieve the whole curriculum. You know what I mean? Give them a bit of credit.
I don't get Irish society today, and particularly with the schools, what's going on in these schools today. The fact of the matter is, this man wrote you an email saying that he felt his child was being held back because of certain aspects of the classroom. People in the
children with special needs or people who couldn't speak English,
special needs and what have you. Now, leaving that the way it is, the fact of the matter is, all the man is saying, and listen to what the man is saying, he feels his child has been held back.
Yeah.
He's looking out for his son. He wants the best for his son.
Yeah.
And you are talking there about this, that and the other. The fact of the matter is, the nub to this issue is, the man wants his child to learn and get on.
But there's a limit to what you can get from the education system unless you're willing to pay more money. There's a limit to what you can get. Michelle, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, well, my kids now are in their early 20s, right? And one of my children went to school with a Down syndrome child. It was inclusion, you know, and everything like that.
Of course, yeah.
My child is exceptionally bright. She's got a brilliant job. She's academically minded. Being in a class with a special needs child did not hold my child back any.
You don't have inclusion in everything today.
No, no. But what I'm saying is, it did not. My child was academically minded. Excuse me, are you being rude here? Thank you. My child was academically... Oh, here we go.
I know, I lower him down a bit. Go on, go on.
Yeah, drag your knuckles off the ground. Why don't you put on your listening ears?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Yeah.
My child was extremely academically minded, right? She still is. But it didn't hold her back any. It made her a better person. It opened her mind as to there's more in the world than just the mainstream schooling. You need to be considerate of other people. You know, it wouldn't hold the child back. If they're going to get places, they're going to get there regardless.
Okay, but hang on. I better let the knuckle-dragger speak. Sorry, John, go ahead.
Does not suit everybody today, period.
No, I'm well aware the education system doesn't suit everybody today. But the education system never suited everybody. It suits the majority of people. And then those who are on the boundaries of being exceptionally good or a little bit slower, we try to help them as best we can. No. That's all you can do.
Concept forced on people today, and people, everybody's not buying into it.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to go back to the days when I was in school and we had four classes? I remember when I went into secondary school and the SWATs were in class A and the remedials, as they used to call them, were in class D. Is that what you want to go back to? And so what happens is then all the people who are slower learners all learn at the same pace and they don't do well. So is that what you want, John? Is that really the way you want to go backwards?
Hang on, man. I was one of those remedial today, but I still wouldn't stop somebody else from getting on. I was in the slow class today, but there was people ahead of me that were more intelligent than me, and I wouldn't say, hang on, you have to respect me, you have to come back and wait for me to catch up with you. I still would not say today that people today who want the best for their son or daughter should have to halt their progress to suit somebody else.
Sorry, Eileen, what are you trying to say there, Eileen?
I said children, that's not the attitude of children in any way. I wouldn't like my child now to be put into a special class. And as it is, she already
is.
You
said your child to be put in a special class.
No, she explained earlier on that she put her child in mainstream school and not into a reading unit or special class because she wanted her child to thrive.
John, just tone down your volume for a second, John. Will you let somebody else speak? All I'm saying is kids already have, she's already branded with having epilepsy. She's already branded with being special needs. So why should she be put into a special class because someone else in the classroom is a bit more advanced?
Can I ask you one question?
If a child has brains, yeah, you ask me whatever you want.
Yeah, no, and I'm not being funny when I say this. You're talking about the history of a child there. What has that got to do with anybody else?
What do you mean?
What history of a child? What are you talking about?
Well, you're saying that you're saying your child has this and that going on at the moment. What has that got to do with anybody else's child?
This is what we're talking about, the whole subject.
Going forward.
This is the whole subject, what they we're talking
about. Well, John, because her child is part of the education system, which is to do with every single child. And the education system has to be flexible to deal with every single child. Stay there, John. Let me go to Joe before I go to the break. Joe, how are you?
Hello, Niall. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good, good to talk to you. Okay, you kind of agree with John.
Well, look, I'm not going to get... I don't want to get into a bit of an argument.
You will. You will. You'll be called a knuckle-dragger by Michelle in a second, but go on.
Yeah, but look, I'm not going to offend anyone, but I just... Look, you know, everyone is entitled to their view.
Of course.
But, like, we, unfortunately, that's been taken away from us in most ways, but... The way I look at
not on this show, it's not. You fire away and have your view. Whether I agree with it or not, you fire away and have it.
I appreciate that, Niall, and thank you very much. Thank you. I think the problem is that, you know, there's been a problem for years. There's a kind of a class distinction here, really. You know, people kind of like from their kind of wealthy backgrounds always kind of had the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to education, and that's probably, and it's still kind of going on today a bit, you know.
Oh yeah.
And you kind of see it there in the last couple of years. People with special needs, they've been treated very badly by the state.
And I would agree with you.
They've been treated very badly. You saw it there, like you remember the documentary there on Primetime last year,
mm-hmm.
where there was, I think there were two or three kids that were waiting for a place and they didn't even get a place, and
yeah.
It got to the situation that they had to go on the national broadcaster.
That's right. I don't know why you're saying people are going to disagree with you. I'm agreeing with everything you're saying so far, but go on. You, by the way, yeah, I've only got a minute and a half to the news, so make it quick there, Joe. Go on.
Yeah, yeah. But I think I still think myself in general that there needs to be a change in the whole setup here, because I think that we're never going to kind of move with the times unless we give everyone equal status. Like, you know, like I think that people with disabilities and...
But you can't treat everybody the same, because everybody isn't the same. That's the problem,
Joe.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You have to have a model of education that is a blunt instrument and suits most people, but not everybody. And then you have to try and help those, you know, above and below. So what I'm saying is, I understand this kid is bored in the class because he's a clever guy or a clever kid, right? I also understand there are kids in the class who are bottom of the class because they're slower at learning. But it's up to us. That's why we've changed the education system over the last 20 years to integrate everybody in together. So, as you know, those who are cleverer will help those who are slower, and those that are slower will, I suppose, help those socially who are clever to maybe understand people better. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's all a learning process for everybody. Now, if you want your kid to be super duper clever, go to a private school.
Exactly. Well, I don't have kids, but I'm only just. I wouldn't be an expert in that now, but I'm only just kind of giving my own view, really. But you're right, Niall. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Yeah.
Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me go to Angela. Angela, how are you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. You've been listening to John, who kind of agrees with the emailer that it's unfair on clever kids to be held back by children in the class who have special needs.
I know. I'm just laughing. I'm a special needs assistant. I have been for many, many years. And I can guarantee you that no special needs child holds back another child from learning. You know what I mean? We're always with them. It depends on their disability, to be honest with you, Niall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and their learning difficulties.
If you've a child going into class with echolalia, or you know what I mean, that will disrupt the class. But I mean, that is the greatest load of bullshit I've ever heard, to be honest.
Yeah. The emailer is the one who started the ball rolling by saying his kid was clever. And there was six or seven kids in the class with special needs and other kids who didn't speak English very well. And he believed the teacher was slowing down the pace of the class to assist those who don't learn as quickly.
No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't, Niall. I work in classrooms and that does not happen. You know, we bring in kids who are able to be in a classroom. It's not as if we, you know what I mean? We bring in kids who will disrupt a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just, to be honest with you, he's just...
Delusional. John, you're still there. You're delusional.
Niall, at this stage, no child is responsible for the educational needs of any other child. So what that woman
is talking
is bullshit, period.
Although we all have a duty. We all have a societal duty to care about each other, don't we?
Now, at the end of the day, the man said he doesn't want his child to be held back. That's his choice. He's not wrong, he's right.
I am very adamant about this. You know, we wouldn't put children into a classroom.
Couldn't care less what you're adamant about.
Well, John, don't be rude.
We wouldn't put children into a classroom who weren't able to be into mainstream.
But it would be fair to say, Angela, that sometimes children who would have a mild to moderate learning difficulty, parents may choose to put them into mainstream classes because they feel that maybe by putting them into a reading unit or a special school will slow them or hamper them, whereas putting them into mainstream will challenge them and bring them up rather than regressing them. So that's a fair point to make, isn't it?
It doesn't happen, Niall. It doesn't. Because we all sit down as a group and we sit down and we see who is able to go into a classroom and who isn't. And if the child isn't able to go into a mainstream classroom, we would not allow that. It wouldn't happen.
See, John wants to go back to the days when I was in school, when your classes were graded. So you had, you know, the clever kids class and then the slow learner class, as they used to call it, or the remedial class in those days. That John wants to go back to those days. He thinks that was the best way of doing things.
Yeah, he asked me that.
We all know why that was a bad idea.
I went to school many years ago, and I was with two children who were, we didn't even know what was wrong with them, but they just stood in the corner all day, and that's the truth of God. You know what I mean? They didn't integrate, they did nothing. We work as a team to ensure that if a child is not able to...
Oh, it's not rubbish, John.
It isn't rubbish. It isn't.
I'll tell you what, guys. That's pure and utter liver rubbish today. Will you grow up to hell and grow up?
I work.
This is inclusivity bullshit again. Oh, everybody has to be equal. Everybody isn't equal, period. We're not all equal. We all don't see things the same way everybody else sees them. And no kid is responsible for the educational needs of any other kid in the classroom. So stop putting these responsibilities on kids today. This inclusivity bullshit today.
I'm not putting...
Well, hang on, let her respond to what you said, John. Go ahead, Angela.
Sorry, I'm getting angry now.
It's okay, calm down. I'm getting angry myself. Listen to him. Yeah.
They are fantastic. If they're able to be in mainstream, yes, do not hold the rest of the class back. I am an SNA. I will pull out a child. I will do whatever I need to do to help that child. But I will not disrupt a classroom. And how dare you say that special needs children should be treated differently? They're not special needs. They might have one little
at the end
problem.
Of the day, there's no
they
way that any child is responsible.
Hang on, John. Make your point without shouting, John. Will you please?
No, not you,
Angela. It's okay. I can understand why you're angry. Anybody be angry, listen to him.
I live
for these kids. I don't have a special
needs child. Well, that's what you do in life.
Well, how dare you say that a child...
How dare I say what?
Well, let her finish what she's just about to say. How dare you say a child what, Angela? Go ahead, sorry.
With special needs will disrupt and bring down your child. If your child isn't able for it, then I won't say the word.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now I know where you're going.
Yeah.
It says more about John. To be honest with you, if this guy's clever child can't deal or help or even assist maybe other children in the class, it says more about his child than it does about the other children.
Can I ask Angela a question?
And the selfish attitude, just like his father.
Can I ask Angela a question there? If you don't mind,
you can. Yeah, as long as you don't shout at her. Go on.
Okay, Angela, I'm going to ask you this question like I asked the other lady. What child has any responsibilities for another child's educational needs? What child had any of those responsibilities?
A child does not have any responsibilities.
Because you're
you asked her a question, let her answer it. God's sake.
No, a child doesn't have responsibility for another child. And I agree with that 100%. But I walk into a classroom every morning with special needs kids. And they're, you know what I mean?
But that's what you do.
That's what I do. But I do not hold... No, But I do not hold back another child's education.
And that's what this man is saying.
Can you understand that? This child goes
That's exactly what okay. this man has said.
Okay, well, hang on both of you a second, because I'm running out of time rapidly, and I need to bring just bring in Eamon on this as well. Eamon, how are you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Eamon?
Not too bad. I don't really want to give my opinion now after all that shouting.
No, I know. Oh, John just gets very angry. I don't know. And he makes everybody else angry. Calm down, Angela. Get yourself a cup of tea there. No, I just stay there with me for a second. But Angela, don't go. Sorry, Eamon, go ahead. You kind of agree with the emailer, but maybe not the same sense John does. But go ahead.
I agree with the email to some extent. But what Angela said there, you know, I agree with her that if there is a child that is disrupting the class, then they should be removed. You know, they're not going to put a child in the classroom that can't be there.
That's our job.
Yeah, that's disruptive, yes.
But now, obviously, there is, you know, a lack of funding in SNAs, but that's a whole other story. But just from what I've heard of, you know...
Well, they're underpaid, apart from anything else. But yeah, that's a whole other argument.
I have heard stories of, you know, autistic children in classes who have, you know, behavioural issues and probably shouldn't be in classes. But that being said, there is obviously some very, very, very bright autistic children as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. But
It does happen.
I have heard stories, you know, I have heard stories of people that aren't going to make that up.
I think what happens sometimes in those cases, Eamon, to be fair to Angela, and maybe it doesn't happen in Angela's school, but sometimes the schools are not getting the resources from the state to deal with those situations.
Yeah. You know, that's probably what it is.
I'm just saying that you don't put a child into a class who's going to disrupt it. You know what I mean? You don't. I mean, I work in a school with 700 pupils or whatever, and there is no way if there was a child that was causing difficulty in a class that we would...
And I accept what you're saying, Angela, but the school you work in may be well-resourced. If you're in a school, say, in rural Ireland that might only have three classes, it may not have the same resources to deal with those situations. I think that's the point I'm making. So it's not perfect, the system.
Everybody deserves education.
Absolutely. Sorry. Well, hang on. Just let Eamon finish the point he was making in relation to the email.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay, Angela.
I'm not shooting that, Angela. But there was in the secondary school there... 3 years ago, there was a child attacking teachers. Now, he was obviously autistic and whatnot, but he was kept in the mainstream and he was disrupting everyone every second day, you know?
Well,
he attacked teachers. He had, you know, outbursts. Now, he was a lovely lad from what I've heard sometimes, but then when he got overwhelmed, stressed, he just lashed out and he didn't actually have an SNA at all. So maybe that's done something, but
right.
I think...
Hang on, everybody's phone line is a bit bad. Sorry, Eamon, your phone line is just a bit dodgy there. Can you run up the stairs or out the back garden?
Listen, these children suffer so much. And please understand this. You know what I mean?
I understand it 100%.
I can only hear one at a time. Okay, I think, Angela, you've made that point. Sorry, that's okay. Sorry, Eamon, go ahead.
You know,
I know what you do.
I know. I'm not disputing everything Angela is saying. She obviously makes very valid points, but, you know, she might be a bit biased on one side.
Of course.
In the fact that, like, these things do happen. Maybe she's in a very well-equipped school, but in the vast majority of schools...
They do happen. I'm not denying they happen.
Especially rural schools. It does happen, and it does cause distractions, and it does hold people back. Now, again, Angela, I'm not disputing anything you said, but that is the reality, and I can understand why that emailer who sent the email in doesn't want his child to witness that. Like, I don't know the circumstances of the special needs child in question, but I do understand, you know, why he is concerned and wants his child to obviously excel. And if there is a case where a special needs child is holding the rest of the class back or causing a distraction, whatever it may be, then he shouldn't really be there.
They do.
Angela, you're talking about the ideal situation, and I don't know the school you're in. I don't want to know. By the way, don't mention it on the air. But it's obviously a well-resourced school. I have to point out again, there's, 2,200 primary schools in this country. God knows how many secondary schools in this country, right? And, you know, there are schools that are small, that are not as well-resourced. And, you know, unfortunately, they may not have any other option but to leave that child in the class who may be a little bit disruptive. So those things do happen, Angela. They do happen.
I know they do not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is life.
Eamon accepts that's life, but he is agreeing with the guy in the email that maybe that's a bit unfair on this kid then. That's what he's going to say. He said it in a more mannered tone, I suppose, than John. Sorry, John.
Look, yeah, to be honest, I don't agree with John anymore. No, after the way he's carried on.
No. I am telling you, especially if a hot child, does not, if the teacher is good, does not hold back the class.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, both of you, or all of you, Eamon, Angela, and John. I'm going to bring Michael on as a final caller in relation to this. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Good, Michael.
I'm listening to this with interest. I'm the father of a special needs young lad who's 16,
mm-hmm.
and I have a daughter who's 18, and my daughter who's 18 is a grade A student, and my son is profound to severely handicapped, and he attends a special school.
Yeah.
Now, he deserves to be in a special school because he wouldn't be able for mainstream school.
No, he'd fall behind, of course. But yeah.
There are an awful lot of people that do deserve to be in mainstream school. We're not all the same. We all have different abilities.
Yeah.
And those people need a break as well.
Yeah.
I'm also an employer. I employ people. I employ 25 people. And I employ 2 special needs people.
Yeah.
Those people wouldn't have the same productivity rate as the rest of the staff. But I will honestly say that they appreciate their job a hell of a lot more than most of my staff.
Do you know, I was just going to say, I've been to America quite a number of times, and I have to say, when you go to, say, somewhere like Florida, and you go into even places like Walmart, and you see that they employ people with disabilities. There was a guy in a car park in a wheelchair, electric wheelchair, collecting the trolleys, right? And you can see he loved his job. There was a guy at the counter packing the goods into the bags and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And he loved his job, right? And he was about 80, mm-hmm. Well, maybe 70 or 80, but he clearly had special needs, right? And we don't do that for Irish people. We're so bad at dealing with that in this country. And, well, fair play to you, by the way, for doing it. We're so bad at doing it.
We hid them away.
Yeah. But isn't that what I said to John at the start of the show? You know, when I was in school, you know, you had the special needs class. You had the slow learners class, as it was called, or the remedial class. Now, you know, we integrate people. We try and help people by blending people together. And that's what we do when kids are able for mainstream school.
Now, the man that wrote in that email is complaining about his highly intelligent son being dragged back by somebody else. I think he's very greedy there.
It's a bit selfish, all right.
We all have to live in a society where people have abilities and people have disabilities. But I prefer to talk about people's abilities rather than their disabilities, because everybody has some level of ability, and we should bring that out.
Yeah, well, everybody's wired a little bit differently, you know, but we all have our own strengths and we all have our own weaknesses. Yeah. John.
And any parent of a special needs kid didn't choose to be the parent of a special needs kid.
Yeah.
And my understanding of special needs people has completely changed since I became
absolutely.
The father of a special
needs child. Yeah, absolutely. I understand that completely. Sorry, go ahead, John.
You're missing the point here.
I'm not really. I think you're missing. I think you're the only one. Have you noticed you're the only one with that opinion? So maybe you're missing the point.
Hang on, Niall. The emailer clearly said he didn't want to say his son held back. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about anybody else's kid. He didn't be disparaging towards anybody else's kid. He said he clearly didn't want his kid held back. And you had every caller coming on and giving their stories about this, that and the other. The fact of the matter is, if the man wants his kid to do well, that's his entitlement. You can't take that away from him.
Well, hang on. It's not an entitlement.
To do well.
But it's not an entitlement. We have an education system that's for everybody. He's not entitled to some sort of special education because he's super clever. Do you know what I mean?
To have a high functioning child.
Yeah. Send him off to a private school if that's what you want to do.
But, Niall, the fact is that man's kid is not responsible for the education.
No, you've said that a million times, John, tonight. I agree with you. He's not responsible for the education of other children. But that man is responsible for being part of society. And society has to accept that everybody learns differently.
No, it doesn't, Niall. Ah. No, it doesn't.
Well, then you're living in the wrong society, John.
That's a liberal concept.
It's not a liberal concept. That's the real world we live in. There are people who are different and learn differently. Doesn't mean they're any worse or any better than anybody else. Some people learn quicker. Some people learn a little bit slower, but they're better. It just depends on the person.
You're talking nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
You're
nonsense. Of course I am. Yeah.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, you're the only one that's talking sense here tonight. Yeah, you listen to this, Michael. I swear to God.
You're talking through your arse.
Ah, there's a table here. See that table in front of me? I swear to God, I get more sense out of it. I swear to God. Listen. It's been lovely talking to you, but it hasn't, John. Michael, thank you very much indeed. It's been lovely talking to you, Michael, and appreciate you coming on the air. Angela, I know you're very passionate. Thank you, and Eamon as well.
Real people, real opinions.
Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.